Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Shares for Beginners. Weekend Watch List.
G'day and welcome back to Shares for Beginners Weekend Watch List, where we'll be taking a close look at an individual company, sector or ETF that you may wish to consider for your watch list. It's not a recommendation to buy, but a way for you to learn about how experts screen for value. Joining me today is Damien Cottier from Perennial. Hello, Damien.
Hi, Phil. How are you going? It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Damien is the portfolio manager of Perennial's Better Future Strategies, which focuses on investing in companies that are making a positive contribution to the future. Today, we're looking at Janison Education Group. The ASX code is JAN. So tell us about Janison, Damien, and what they do.
Oh, thanks, Phil. And before I start, I should just say that this is for general information only. It's not intended to be financial advice. If you require financial advice, you should always go and see a financial advisor. And if you're looking at investing in any of our products, you need to go and have a look at the PDS on our website at perennial.net.au. So just to get that out of the way, just all the regulatory stuff. Janison is an online education company. It's based here in Australia. It's developed its technology here in Australia. It has a number of different products, but the really interesting product is an online exam platform. So doing tests and exams online, it developed the platform here with the help of the Department of Education in New South Wales, and it's really going to take in that platform and now available in all over the world. So I think last year it did over 5 million tests for 2 million candidates in over 100 countries. So it really has a global presence now and has some really interesting global clients, including the OECD.
Is this a kind of a we've talked sometimes on the podcast about software as a service. Would you classify this as a software as a service company?
Yes, it is a software as a service company. It's a little slightly different revenue model to some other SaaS models because it's not consumer facing. It's more a business to business type model. But yeah, it is a software as a service type company.
And they've expanded all over the world, as you said. What are some of the countries where it's where the company's operating in?
Yeah, well, it has offices mainly in Australia and London, but like I said, the nature of its product is that it can be used anywhere. So part of the OECD, the OECD has a thing called the PISA test for schools. That test is a test for 15-year-olds that you might see in the news, usually when they've got the headlines that Australian students are falling behind in physics or maths or something like that. Typically, that's based on what's called the PISA test for schools, which is run by the OECD. And Janison is working with the OECD to take that test online. It has a number of countries that it's doing that, including the US, Japan, Brazil, China, Russia, the UK. It signed up just last week here in Australia, and also this signed yesterday, Kazakhstan as well. So it really is going quite global.
There is a standardisation of education and levels to be achieved by students, and so this works at that international best practice level?
Yeah, and one of the key attributes of the software is that they collect all the data, and that's one of the real benefits of doing this online rather than with traditional pens and paper tests, but it's really easy to collect the data. Then they give the data back to the schools and show them how their students are doing compared to other schools in the same country and then other schools globally, and the schools can take that information and the schools like to have that information so that they can work on where they can improve and the like. So that's a real strong benefit from what Janison's doing and making this test available online.
Well, it almost seems obvious, but why is this a company that's contributing to a better future, and why is it a candidate for your fund?
Yeah, well, this is a couple of things. Firstly, as I mentioned earlier, there's 10 million tests last year, which means that you don't need all the paper and pens and things to conduct the tests that you otherwise would in the traditional sense. You also don't need the distribution costs of sending all the papers everywhere and that type of thing. But more importantly, it's really the educational benefits as well. It's really improving education standards globally. The way the exams work as well is that they can adjust them to really work out in more granular detail what students know and what they don't know, and adjust the tests as they're going through it to really test the students, but not make it too hard in a way for them. So it's really that educational benefit as well as the more obvious environmental benefits. The reason that we like it.
So when we talked the other day about covering this company, I had a look into the financials, and it's got an outstanding balance sheet. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, it has a net cash balance sheet. It's still a relatively small company, and so we always like companies that are relatively small to not have any debt. So it doesn't have any debt, has plenty of cash to help it fund its growth, because the way we find that you really can do poorly in investments in small cap spaces by having companies which have debt, or they need to raise capital when the market doesn't want to give it to them at really bad share prices. And so we always like to make sure that the companies that we're looking at have a really strong balance sheet, particularly those smaller companies which need that balance sheet to fund the growth.
How long's the company been going for?
Well, the company's been going for around about 10 years. And so what they've done is they've developed the platform with some initial clients or foundation clients to get the platform up to speed. But now they're able to go to the other newer clients and charge them a little bit more. They don't have the cost because they've already built a lot of the platform. And so the incremental margins, so the amount of revenue that falls through the profit line is increasing as they start to roll it out. But it has been going for around about 10 years, and it's probably one of the longest standing exam platforms in the market. There's a company called Brightspace, which is another online learning platform, which didn't have an online exam part of their platform. They sort of went around the world looking for a good online exam solution, and Janus is now integrated into the Brightspace platform as well. So yeah, it has a pretty good pedigree. And one thing we like when we're looking at companies is to see that other stakeholders, customers, particularly significant global businesses, that they're using the technology, they want to use the top technology, they want to adopt the technologies, they can see a way that they can make money out of using the technology. And so Janison has that in this case with really strong clients like the OECD, University of London, British Council, and also organisations like Brightspace who have found the Janison solution really works.
You mentioned the data and the collection of data. How is this data used?
Well, it's typically used to improve educational outcomes. So it's to compare how students are going, and also the data also allows teachers to have a really real-time understanding of what their students are doing well at and what they're not doing well at, particularly comparing them to perhaps other classes and having it all it's not relying on teachers talking to each other to work out where their students might be stronger or weaker, but you can actually see all the data right there in front of you. And that's really a strong driver of the people who are adopting this, is that it makes it easier to work out how to improve educational outcomes.
And so what's the growth potential? What's future revenue looking like?
There is significant growth potential. In some ways, it's almost how long's a piece of string with Janison, we think, because it does have all these opportunities. But when we look at it, we think it should be growing that 30, 40, 50% range for the next couple of years is the way we look at it at the moment, based on the sort of sales pipeline that it's been able to convert recently, and also the future sales pipeline. So we think it should have pretty strong revenue growth going forward. It is a small company though, and you've always got to monitor these things. Things can change.
And obviously there's always risks. So tell us about the risks.
There are risks. I guess the main risk, for instance, that the exams don't work in high stakes sort of situations. So that's always a risk. So the cybersecurity risk and the like is another risk. And then there's always the risk that somebody comes up with a better mousetrap. So that's something we also monitor is what else is out there.
We should disclose now that Better Future Strategies and Perennial are shareholders in this company.
Yes, that's correct. We've been a shareholder since it listed, I think, from memory, about 2 years ago to 2 and a bit years ago. So it's one that we've held for some time. I should always say these sorts of companies, you want to hold them as part of a portfolio. Typically, with companies like Janison, while it has a strong balance, she has a lot of the attributes we like to be a good small cap company. You want to have a number of those in your portfolio. It's always because you never know whether the next big thing is going to happen, or the next sort of black swan event is going to happen tomorrow or in 3 years or what have you. So it's always good to have a portfolio of companies like this as part of a broader portfolio.
And so a broader portfolio can be achieved by which fund? What's the fund with the code? And
it's the eInvest Better Future Fund is probably the easiest way to access it, which is quoted on the ASX under the code IMPQ.
Okay, Damien, thank you very much for joining me today to talk about Janison.
Thanks, Phil. It's been great to have a chat. Really enjoyed it.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.